Bono, written by Helen Brown and read by Heather Bolton. It seemed our relationship with Bono was going to be complicated. As if that wasn't enough to deal with, John added that the cat, who was almost certainly going to be a handful, would need medication twice daily. He scooped Bono off the floor and held him in the same position Philip used with Jonah, except that John's grip was tighter and the paws were tucked firmly down. He made it look a breeze, tilting the cat's head back, prying the jaws open and popping the pill in. If we had any problems with the technique, he said, all we'd have to do is hide a tablet in a slice of fresh chicken and Bono would wolf it down. He could gain a pound or two, John added as Bono wriggled out of his grasp and darted away. He's a fussy eater. Bono certainly was a scrawny feline. His ribs were clearly visible under his shaved skin. His fur had the dull, lifeless texture of steel wool. Though his eyes were beautiful, they had an oily sheen that didn't look healthy. Being so small and at the bottom of the food chain in the shelter, the cat burned up a lot of nervous energy, John said. He's never going to leave this place, he continued. The best you can do for him is give him a holiday, even if it's just till the weekend. I asked how much longer Bono was expected to live. When John said about 3 years, the boulder in my chest lurched and turned to butter. It was a tough prognosis for such a spirited animal. Any chance of negotiating my way out of fostering him had disappeared faster than a tomcat up a dark alley. Besides, Lydia was captivated. You can bring him back in a day or two if it doesn't work out, John said. Oh, really? I asked, trying to hide my enthusiasm for the idea. He does seem a bit of a handful. No, he's not, Lydia said, flashing me a disapproving look. He's just a bit excited, aren't you, boy? We're going to love having him. John asked us to leave the room while he wrangled Bono into a carry case. It was a worrying sign. I wondered if a lasso was required. Back in the reception area, we watched Sadie load Bono's food into a bag. She explained that while he liked the crunchy dry stuff, it was important for him to eat the canned fish because it contained medication that was good for his kidneys. She added a bottle of pills and handed me a soft, high-walled cat bed shaped like an igloo. I figured it had been carefully chosen for a creature who might want to hide from the world. John emerged from the cat room wearing a triumphant grin. Call me any time, he said, presenting Lydia with a cat carrier, complete with passenger. Let him run the relationship. Anything you can give him is more than he's used to. Talk to him. The sound of the human voice works wonders. When we get feral kittens in, we often read to them. Not for the first time, I was humbled by the dedication of animal welfare workers. Reading to kittens, indeed.